So you've seen Kai's full acting out cycle. We began in the calm stage where he's successfully preparing for an oncoming reading activity in the classroom. And the teacher, Mr. Santini, does a really nice job of acknowledging that through behavior-specific praise and really supporting Kai in that calm stage. Nevertheless, the reading activity comes. It is the popcorn activity, and you can kind of see Kai start to subtly move his materials around his desk. And this is so subtle that Mr. Santini doesn't pick up on it as a sign of anxiety, although Kai is a little restless. Then the worst happens from Kai's perspective, and popcorn is called on him. And so he's tapping his pencil and he's like, oh, somebody already said the one I was going to say. And these are more signs of agitation and anxiety. And then he takes a shot at reading his sentence. And unfortunately, these triggers are accumulating. He runs into a challenging word and expresses more frustration there. And Mr. Santini, although trying to be supportive, is not picking up on the fact that something needs to change about this instructional activity for Kai to be diverted off the path of escalation. And ultimately what happens is Kai is so stressed out by this requirement that he read in front of his peers after making mistakes that he ends up yelling and running out of the room, knocking all his stuff off his desk. And Mr. Santini needs to make a call to the front office to make sure that someone can come and locate Kai and keep him safe. Then we see Kai coming back to the classroom and Mr. Santini doing a really nice job of very gradually reintegrating him, beginning in a separate area where Kai can continue to cool down, to giving him an independent instructional activity that is at his level that he can do to kind of get reacclimated to the classroom environment. Along the way, Kai restores his environment because he's going to need those materials he knocked on the floor and also needs to start to take some steps toward repairing the damage, so to speak, that he's done through acting out. And ultimately in that debriefing phase, completing a form once he's reintegrated into the academic setting that helps him think through what happened, what caused my behavior, what was my behavior? Was it right or wrong? Did it pay off for me? Yes or no? And that process ultimately sets up a conversation that happens during the recovery phase. Once he's really calm, it's a separate time, a one-on-one with the teacher. And that recovery conversation is really important as well. And in that conversation, Kai and Mr. Santini are together able to identify the trigger, identify the forms of Kai's behavior. So Kai has a real firm idea of what was the issue. And then they proceed to brainstorm about what they can do next time that would work better for Kai and leave him feeling better. Before ultimately concluding the conversation, Mr. Santini also very clearly communicates the consequences of acting out and making sure Kai is in the know about what's going to happen next. But ultimately, Mr. Santini concludes on a compassionate note that communicates Kai's firm place in the classroom as part of this classroom community, which is super, super important.